All right, everybody. Welcome to Anime Chickasaw. I am Brent, and I'm with my brother Donnie.
Hello.
And this episode, 9 episodes. I can't believe it.
We should almost be heading to episode 10, but we've been slacking off.
So. Yeah, it's not that
bad. Well, it wasn't that. You're having problems with audition, so.
Yeah, well, that's all because of my little fucking brother, Sean.
Yeah.
Sit there, I'm like... For, I think it was like 4 days before we're going to record shit, and I couldn't get on it. And I'm sitting there, I'm like trying to get a hold of Sean. I'm like, Sean, text him. Sean, call me. I need you. I need to get on to the freaking Adobe. I need your username and password and shit so I can use this. And and then like Sunday comes around, and I'm like, I call him in the morning, and I'm like, dude, I need you like now because I'm going to be doing recordings.
Why don't I even just text you the username and password real quick too?
So his ass didn't call me until 9:30 that night.
Sorry, dude, I was working.
I'm like, bull fucking shit, you weren't working since fucking early this fucking morning till fucking 9:30 at fucking night. I was like, you motherfucker, dude.
I know, I was almost going to recommend that maybe we should just get our own copy of Audition and go from there. Like, the shitty thing about Audition.
But now I got him.
Yeah, the shitty thing about Audition is the fact that you don't just buy this software, you buy a subscription to use the software.
So it's kind of like the same thing as when you're on Crunchyroll, same thing when I'm on Funimation. You got to pay a yearly deal, and it's like super expensive unless you're in school. So Sean doesn't pay very much every year for it because he has to do it for his schooling. So I was like, well, fuck, I'll use yours until I can't use it anymore. Uh-huh. And then I was talking to the guys over at Guitar Center and stuff, and I guess the program that they're using or whatnot's like $300, but that's it. It's like a one-done shot deal. And I'm like... Yeah, but it's just podcasting. I was like, I'm not even getting paid for this shit. I'm just taking some time out of my day and doing something really fucking fun.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, but even if you do the yearly subscription, you know, if we've done this for years on end, you know, an actual true recording software wouldn't actually be a half bad idea.
No, not for $300. It depends on how good it works. Because I've heard that this is like one of the best softwares for doing this. So that's the thing I've read.
Oh yeah, because that's why I'm like, I'm doing podcasts and shit, but I like to have like both mics work and, you know, something a little bit more simpler. He goes, okay, this is simple. He goes, here it is. You go in there, you go audio, just like how I do here. Go audio, here's your file. And then he goes, right over here on the side where this on the Adobe says left and right for both of our mics.
Yeah.
He goes, right here, you just click on that, and then you go, because it only says mic one and mic two.
Yeah, okay.
And then he goes, you just click on this, and it goes one and two. One and two. And then he goes, and then you run on both. He goes, that's how easy it is.
That sounds pretty fucking simple.
Yeah.
So is it just like, does it away? Do you just set it up to save in whatever file format you want?
And then he
record it, and it just pops out the MP3 and the
right
with us on both
he
channels.
Says, which that's what it is. It's like it's a GarageBand software. He goes, what it's designed for. It's for absolute for music. He goes, you can actually get a bigger interface, like 4 or 5. And he goes, and you can plug it to that, to the drums, that to the guitar, and then you can run all of them on there, and then you can control them on this way too.
Quick question. Could you like Skype somebody and talk to somebody like essentially on the phone?
If we're gonna do phone things, he said the best thing to do is actually get an interface with 3. Because once you have an interface with 3, then you can plug that other third one in to something that receives for phone calls.
You can't use the computer itself to be the input.
That's a good question. I'll have to actually ask the guy.
Yeah, I guess
there's
that's
a dude there who is like a genius. Like, I'm like, he's like super good at the audio stuff. Cause I'm sitting there asking him, that's how you got me the 2 mics. You got me the interface. Cause I'm like, it's just 2 of us. And he goes, well, if you ever upgrade, he goes, you just come in, trade that bitch in. And he goes, I'll give you a pretty good deal for it. And then and we'll get into a 3-1. And I'm like, yeah, it'd be cool to actually do like phone calls and shit like that. And I didn't go further than that. And he said, you want to get an actual slot for it on your interface, so you can just do phone calls if you wanted to.
Okay, well, just let everybody know, we're working on trying to fix the audio issue with the files. I know I'm on one side and Brent's on the other.
Yeah.
And we're trying to fix that so that we're on both channels. And it's been that way for a while. I've been digging into how to try to get this program to fix it.
Yeah, and then I'm going to spend some time, too, because I have a vacation that's mandatory because I fucking tore up my boss's that fucking work. So they're just like, Brent, I don't know why you're so agitated. I'm like, I don't know, because it's been over a fucking year and I haven't had a fucking vacation.
Yeah, man.
And I'm like, you guys fucking have the weight of the shoulders on me. And they're just like, well, okay, well, you have a mandatory fucking vacation you have to take. So they're giving me a fucking week off. And during that time, I'm thinking about going on the website and I'm going to trap Sean. I'm going to tie him up.
Bring him here, tie him in chairs.
Yeah, and he's going to help me so I can actually separate both of our... separate both of our entities. So, like, us for Anime Chickasu, and then me and Will on The Great Comic Adventures, and try to separate us on two separate ones. Sean said that I just have to have two separate pages, and then hopefully I can get Feedburner to actually pick up both of them as two separate identities.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'm working on some artwork and shit like that between me and you, and then me and Will, so it's just not me with a fucking... It looks like I'm swallowing a fucking mic down my throat. So for my front cover, and we'll do some Adobe shit for fucking like actually putting Anime Chickasu on there, and then like The Great Comic Adventures of Brent and Will, and get those two actually separated so I can actually kind of rate it and watch it a little better off of Feedburner, because it's taking it as a whole.
Okay.
As both, but it does to break them down to like how many listeners are watching to each one of those and everything like that.
Okay.
Which is kind of funny too, because it's like our anime show, we're actually getting a couple more listeners. I got some dedicated ones on me and Will because they're just friends at work and stuff, and they're just like, I don't get the Japanese one, your anime one, but I do get the freaking comic one, you know.
I don't understand how you watch In This Anime every fucking day.
Well, I'm like, dude, if you can watch fucking Wild Tuna, the TV show, continuously all the time, I'm like, you can watch anime for fucking hundreds of hours, because that shit's fucking boring to me,
dude.
It's like watching Deadliest Catch. Like, I get it. I'm like, okay, there's guys out here catching crab, there's nothing fucking new except for someone getting busted for doing dope and shit. I'm like,
somebody's doing meth.
Yeah,
let's go catch some fucking crabs, man.
I've been up for fucking 56 hours, dude, let's do this shit.
I started watching since I finished the assignment I gave us, because we're a little behind getting this out there, so I threw two things for us to watch.
I should have probably brought that up. So on this episode, we're actually doing the saga of Tanya the Evil and Drifters.
Yeah, did you want to include Blame in it? Because
we can include Blame too, because we actually came up and we were actually short a week, and then I dropped the ball and I had a problem with getting onto recording. So we probably brought up the next set of watching Blame that's on Netflix and watching Psycho Pass, but I haven't completely finished all of Psycho Pass.
Yeah, so I just watched the second season. I kind of remember what happened. So I just went, I don't need to watch it. I thought about watching it from the beginning when I was watching it, but then I was just like, I continued watching the second season and I just went, I think I remember what happened. I'm trying to exactly remember what happened to her partner during the first season, because I believe he dies, and I can't remember exactly how he dies, and that's the only thing I need to review, really. And that's the only thing I don't recall what happens, but other than that, I remember everything else. I remember them finding out what Sybil is. They know that everybody in the... We shouldn't even really talk about it.
Yeah, we should probably...
I should skip...
We're just gonna cut it right now. Cut. Fuck you. We're doing this next week or some shit.
Before I go any further, I wanted to talk about Mezuger Z. I couldn't get it out of my mouth. I said that it was on Crunchyroll, okay?
Yes.
It's a new version that's on Crunchyroll. It was made in 2009. They made it in 2009. It's called Mezuger... God, I can't get it out of my mouth. Mezuger Edition Z, Impact. So it's a newer one. It's only 26 episodes.
So you're still missing that old one.
Yeah, but then I started looking around, and guess what? I'll tell you like a bit of a story about it, okay? Because I watched Mezuger Z back in 1985. That's when I read it was released. It was called Transor Z.
That was a year before I was born.
Yeah. It's my first anime. And also the thing about it, it's the first big robot anime ever made. And it was made... I watched it in 1985, but it was actually released in Japan in 1972 through 1974.
Wow.
That's when it originally came out. It's 92 episodes long. They only took 65 episodes because they have that stupid... Back then, they had that stupid idea of how you do animation where you make 65 episodes, and that gives you enough episodes for syndication. And so they took 65 episodes of Mezuger Z, which has a start, middle, and end to it, okay? 92 episodes completes the anime, okay, from start to finish. And so they only took... 65 episodes, edit them. They edit a bunch of stuff out of them also, and then redubbed them and changed all the names and everything, and changed the name of the series from Mezinger Z to Transor Z, and released it in 1985. And that's around when I watched it. I for some reason, I think I was a little older. For some reason, I keep thinking I was six when I watched it, not five, but maybe I'm wrong. I thought I was in like first grade or something when I watched it, because I remember watching it when I got home from school. So I think it was 1986 when I watched it, but I'm not sure. I can't tell you for sure. But I was looking around for it, and then I found that they do have the anime sets. There's two sets, right? One has the first 47 episodes. The second set has a rest. First set is $49.99 for the fucking first set, and the second set is $41.82. It's a dollar an episode to buy a whole fucking bitch. Before taxes. Pay taxes is a little bit more than that, so I just wanted to...
That's not bad, though, a dollar an episode. I mean, especially something that... Which is just drives me nuts, because it's just like, you can actually watch, like, Astro Boy, and Astro Boy is pretty fucking old, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just funny how, like, these old animes... Well, it's almost the same thing. It's like trying to find G.I. Joes. You know, like the old G.I.
Joe. The old G.I. Joe episodes, yeah.
The old G.I. Joe episodes, they just kind of faded away. And the same thing with, like, it came up on Netflix now. I was kind of blown away. It was, what was it, Tron? No, not Tron, but...
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, they had He-Man on there, and then they had another one, too. It was, like, Voltron. I think
Voltron is because they're producing Voltron. They're making new ones.
Oh, okay. So, like, they had, like, these old Voltrons, and I'm like, dude, I remember watching Voltron. I'm like, fuck. And then, so, it was like, they had Voltron on there, and they had He-Man, and, like, all these ones, they just kind of fade out. You know, it's just like... It's like, good luck trying to even find, like, the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
you know, true. You can't even find those. Like, those things don't even fucking exist. And then, like, all these old shows just kind of disappear. Even the old Transformers, it's hard to find the old Transformers.
The old Transformers has always been real hard to find them. They're, like, kind of... They do. They kind of, like, disappear, and you
can't find
them.
It's like, what do? They re-recorded over top of them. Because it's like, that's what they did. I'm like, Hasbro is such a cheap-ass fucking producing company. I wouldn't be surprised if they just went, like, oh, we need to just do G.I. Joes right over top of the fucking goddamn Transformers. You know, fuck it.
I bought, which is kind of funny. I bought DuckTales. I went to Costco, and they have actually all the sets of DuckTales, Tailspin, Chippendales, Rescue Rangers, and Darkwing Duck. But I never really watched. I think the reason I ever watched Darkwing Duck is because it came out just before Batman the Animated Series came out. I mean, it came out just before, and I was like, why watch Darkwing Duck when I can watch fucking, like, the best Batman animated series
ever
fucking
made? Yeah, that is the best Batman series ever. It was the Batman Adventures, man.
But it's just kind of funny watching DuckTales. It's real old. It was made back in 1987, which you kind of forget how old it is. So when it's just the opening song to it's all 80s as fuck sound. It's like, dun, 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 you know, and it's like, and it plays, and they started singing that song, and it's just funny. Like, I watched it, and I was just like, this is great. Cartoons aren't like this anymore. It's kind of funny. But I was up and down about buying them because they're on DVD, but I've been doing a little research into it and found that anything that's been shot in that 4:3 aspect ratio,
yes,
that's in standard def, I believe, from what I've been reading, that it cannot actually be improved in picture quality if it's put on a Blu-ray. You put it on a Blu-ray, you have this set on a Blu-ray, the only thing that would change is that all those episodes would be on, like, a disc instead of being on, like, three, you know? And so I think that's the only real difference, is just would compress how many discs you have into, like, one, and then that'd be it. It's just, not supposed to improve the picture quality because it's all shot in standard def, so you can't increase its what it looks like. It just, you can't make it look any better. Its source was shot in standard definition.
Yeah, because you're going to still have the black rim and everything. It's going to be shot in that old school.
It has a 4:3 aspect ratio, and then is also made back in the 80s. And I mean, none of that stuff is in high def. It's all shot in standard def, and I don't think you can improve it in any way. And that's what I've been reading, is that those things can't be improved in any way. Even if you put them on a Blu-ray, it won't make them look any better, and I don't think it'll make them sound any better either, because they're also made in two channel all that shit, like, it just won't improve anything as far as what I've read. I might be wrong, but
that's what I've been reading. Surprised, because even when stuff that's that old, I wouldn't expect it to be anything better. But I don't even think I see anything different between regular fucking DVDs to Blu-ray anyways. I can watch either one and be like, oh, yeah. Looks like the same fucking cartoon as I remember.
Yeah, I mean, some things I can watch and I can really tell the difference. I mean, we had this discussion before about movies and shit. So, I mean, that's one thing. But I wanted to just tell you about
that's cool.
Messinger Z was that. And you can buy them and they're like, each of the sets are like six discs. It's like six discs, like, first set, and there's a six disc second set. I've been thinking about buying them. So prepare yourself, because I'm going to watch them and then I'm going to give them to you. So you got 92 episodes of something to watch that's all subtitled.
Yeah, fuck. I was sitting there, I'm like, dude, I don't know what I got to do, but I got to pirate something with dub. It used to be on TV, motherfucker. But they were on TV as the subtitle, weren't they? Or were they dubbed?
They were dubbed in English. The Messenger Z is what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were actually English ones somewhere.
Yeah, they were dubbed in English, and they changed all their names, because I think the main character's name was like Shiro or something, and they changed it to like Jerry or something like that. It was like a bunch of stuff like that. I read this thing
back in the day too. They're just like, we can't have Japanese names. We gotta call them something else. Call that guy Kurt and call that one Jerry.
See, and the thing is, when I mention it to like anybody, like especially anybody my age, nobody really remembers it, and I just go, I think the reason is because of them taking only 65 episodes of it, editing the shit out of it, and then they just kind of Americanized the fuck out of it, and that's why it didn't really catch on all that much, because it was released in Latin America, like in Mexico and Latin America, where it had a big following. They released all 92 episodes unedited. They didn't change any of the names. They just dubbed it in Spanish, and that was it. And they just released it like that. And so it caught on and was like real big down there. So you just can't do that to like an anime. Like, you can't treat it like a fucking kid's cartoon. It's not a kid's cartoon. And that's what was wrong with it. I think they edited to go like, well, we can release this, you know, it's like, kids are watching it. It's about big robots fighting with each other and shit. Yeah. And fucking, but the thing is, when you edit them and stuff, it kind of, it waters it down.
It takes the story, the true story, out of the actual anime.
Mm.
I see that.
And now, also the other thing, in my recollection, I don't remember it being in any particular order either. I think it was just released.
Oh, I can imagine. Because you know what? It's the same thing. Like, you can actually take that one, and I can take one for reference too. So you take that one that doesn't show in proper, you know, one through whatever. Same thing happened with Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball was another one. They butchered the fuck out of it. They threw it up. They had like little fucking leaves covering their genitals and shit like that. And you can see that it's just been butchered the fuck out of. And then the English, the dubs didn't match up very well with it.
Yeah.
And then they butchered the hell out of it to make it fit. And another thing too on the TV series too was the Dragon Ball Z. They actually cut a ton of shit out of there. They cut all the fucking violence out of it.
Yes. So they cut very noticeable too that it's cut out of it.
Yeah, they cut all the fucking the blood and everything out of it, and so it shortened it. But there's probably things that were said in there. So I watched the uncut ones, and it's like, man, this story made so much better since now than before. Because before, I think it cut out the blood scenes, and I guess like the very violent scenes that was like a lot of blood or whatnot in them, and some things were said in that was cut, and Jesus.
phone blowing the fuck up.
Already people are calling.
No, I can see that. Dragon Ball was one.
Never came in the right order, and it never made much sense. And then Dragon Ball Z was in order, but they cut it down so much to make it fit in that little 30-minute segment.
They edited them too. They edited the shit out of them also. Yeah, and they edited for violence as well. Like, they edited them for violence.
Because they're there's a big fighting show. That's what it was.
A bunch of alien dudes fighting with each other.
Yeah, this is pretty much it.
And some earthlings trying to fucking get involved and getting their asses handed to them. Yeah. All the aliens.
Yep.
Aliens show up and fight with each other.
Yep.
Oh, they all show up and want to fight with Goku.
Yeah, they'll show up.
You show up the fucking Goku.
And they're like, I'm Vegeta. And they're like, we don't give a fuck about you. Where's Goku? Kakarot. Why is everyone with Kakarot? It's so funny. They're like, get the fuck out of here. I don't need you, Vegeta. And then Piccolo's just like, oh no, Goku, they're coming after you. And Goku's just like, I need to disappear for like 5 years. I'll be right back, but I'll be back in like 6 months. So keep them occupied real quick while I go train. That shit cracks me up. Anyways, the saga of Tanya the Evil. What did you think?
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was
good. I thought it was really good. Let me see. I have a note about it. The guy, the general, was his Zetor. Whatever his name is, it's that guy. He has the since I watched it in Japanese, has the same voice as the guy who does Saito and Ajin.
Really?
Yeah, same voice, same exact voice. Like I was watching, it's like that's fucking Saito from Ajin. Like the moment I heard it, I knew who it was. It's like
that's cool.
I heard it. It's like that's great. And also another interesting thing about it is made by Kotokawa Productions.
Yeah,
which is interesting because you don't know that unless you watch the credits at the end. And I'd recommend watching the credits because there's a lot of shit after the credits.
This one is one of the ones that we were discussing before about the after credit scenes. This Tanya the Evil does have after credit scenes, which. I think like the first like four or so had nothing of relevance, and then all the other ones did.
They have a lot of relevance when they get a little later on, like definitely. And then another show that has only this only 12 episodes long and has a fucking recap episode halfway through it, which never makes any sense to me. I don't understand why they have a recap episode. I don't know if they might have had if it was actually slated to actually have 13 episodes, and so they do that as like a filler in order to complete their 13 episode run.
Maybe.
Because that's the only thing think of is the reason why you do it. Why the fuck would you need a recap episode when you're watching a show that's like 12 episodes long? You don't need a recap
episode. Either that or they had a huge break in the middle. Like they did like first five or six, and then they took a huge ass break, and then they recap it, and then fucking finish the rest of the
season. I don't believe so.
But it doesn't say so. Like,
I don't believe so.
Did Tanya have a recap?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, I wrote down.
I must have missed it. So I didn't even.
I threw it on and I just was kind of doing other shit while I was running. So.
But anyways, the saga of Tanya the Evil. If you're in Japan, it's called the Military Chronicles of a Little Girl.
Really interesting.
Wow. And then it's a light novel series, which I don't know what the difference is between a light novel series and a regular novel series. I guess it must be just a shorter graphic novel, maybe. I'm thinking light novel. Carlos Zinn is the one that's the writer of Little Military Girl.
Oh, and that's right. Who do you think Being X is? Do you think it's actually God, or do you think it's something else?
I do believe it's a God because, you know, the funny thing is whenever they talk about it, like a being beyond the vision of a Japanese person, they don't fucking believe it. It's funny because it doesn't matter how many of those fucking anime shows I've seen. I'm like, no figures when fucking something happens in Japan, all the fucking Christian people in the world fucking start Facebooking and doing FaceTime and publishing shit on YouTube and like, watch these motherfucking devils drown, you know, and they hate them. And it's like, I do believe it's God. Because Japanese people have a hard time believing that there's an actual God. And it seems like in every anime I see, they're all like that. They're like, you're not a God. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, I'll prove it to you. I'll give you these magical powers to keep that box from fucking exploding right now. And you won't be able to, you know.
I was thinking it more. It was the devil who was giving her powers.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because think about it. Where did he put her? Puts her as a little girl during the middle of essentially a world war. And so here, pray to God and then go murder a bunch of people or go kill a bunch of people. So that's it. I always think it's that. And then what does he do? He tries to escalate conflict by giving other people abilities also and goes, go kill this person. And so it continues the conflict endlessly. So that's the reason why I always think of it kind of like that.
I would think it would be double, but I don't even think the Japanese people believe in that either.
A lot of them are Christians, man. Fucking.
But it's just funny, though, because he tells her that you have to pray to me, and she says, like, God, you know, look after me while I'm doing this. You know, she gives her whole big old spiel and saying God. And I don't think the devil would actually say, hey, you got to say God. I think God is actually telling her to fucking...
Well, you have to remember that...
Pray to me to get these powers.
But the same thing, what you're doing essentially is you're making people pray to you in order to give themselves powers in order to go and kill people.
That's how it's always been.
But it just seems, it seems like that would be what it is. But that's how I've always perceived it.
Yeah, it's like how I perceive religion is like, hey, your religion is to go kill another religion. That's just how it is. Christians have been doing it, or Catholic Christians have been doing it forever.
Mm.
And, you know, this is like, hey, we're going to do crusades and shit. Go kill them. And that's what, under the name of God, you know, God is looking over you as you're vanquishing fuckers to release Jerusalem. So, yeah, I do believe it's God. I do believe it is. And, yeah, the and then the funny thing is how that scientist, I had this dream.
Yeah.
That I can make this thing, and he's like a lunatic and shit. She's always like, he was a lunatic, like, you stupid lunatic, making shit that don't fucking work. And he's just like, don't criticize my, you know, my science, my knowledge, my everything. I thought that was fucking funny. But the one bad part I have about it is it didn't really end. It didn't end like an end.
Like, true, it gets to a point where it's like, it definitely is like to be continued.
Be continued, and I hate that. Like it drives me nuts because I'm like, is it ever gonna get a second season? Fucking who knows when we're gonna get one of those? You know, it could be fucking 5-7 years from now, or it could be fucking next year.
I know. I mean, this is the most bizarre thing is like how inconsistent. I think it is.
Like Japan just has so many fucking publishers. They gotta have like thousands of them. Because obviously no one can keep track of shit. Because it just doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, you've got to have 1,000 fucking different publishers because no one can keep track of nothing.
Because
it's like, I should be able to know, yes, like, you know, like how we have like our regular American TV shows. After the end of the last one, like 2 months down the road, they say, cut that shit, that was horrible ratings, or let's keep going because it's doing all right, you know. And that's pretty much how you know. And this one here, it's like, done, all right, get that out of here. Let you know.
Yeah, and then it could do like spectacularly well, and then all of a sudden get canceled anyhow.
Yeah,
and there's like, it makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
My problem is, I think that they get the fucking worst critics ever. Like, there's so many animes that I thought that were just like, I thought they were really good. Mm-hmm. And they've been criticized the fuck out of where they won't do them again. So I was like, Sakurai. Sakurai is a perfect example. Sakurai was, I thought, first and second season were fantastic.
It's really good. I do like it.
Critics say that the first season was really good. The second season was so fucking weak. I don't know why. And then it got scrutinized so badly for the second season, they're just like, fuck it, we're not going to do a third one.
Yeah. And I think you're right about it. Well, the main scrutiny they came across was they caught up to their source material, so they just started to go their own direction. And as soon as you do that, fucking, you get in this fucking hate mail from everybody. Everybody's just like, fuck you. You didn't stick true to the fucking the manga. Fuck you. You know, it's just...
Well, this is like us fucking sitting there going like, fuck Marvel because they can't stay on track of fucking nothing, you know, with their fucking movies and shit. Because I'm sitting there, I'm like, they take like 3 different sections of different series of other of that character of comic book series and cram them all together and make a different storyline out of it. So I don't get why, when it comes to animes, that if it doesn't stick to the manga, they shit all over it.
Yeah,
they like they rise like headless pikes and shit. Like, this is bullshit. Don't you ever do this again.
But there's also other things, like one that did real well that stuck to the manga, but was canceled before I ever got to the end. Even though they made a continuation that concluded it, which was Inuyasha. Inuyasha went up to 166 episodes and then was canceled. And then several years later, they came out with like a 24 episode like conclusion to it. It was like essentially the end of the manga. It skips a bunch of stuff, but they have the ending to it, and who knows why. I don't even understand why it ended. It's like such a great fucking anime.
It was such a great anime,
and I like love the fuck out of it. And when you look at the ratings for it, like Inuyasha, like during that what was it? Animation Domination or whatever the fuck it was on Cartoon Network.
It was Tsunami. That's what they said. It was Cartoon Network Tsunami. That's when it came out.
I think so. I'm trying to remember what it was called. I think it had a different name than that, though.
Because they still have Tsunami to now. That's where Dragon Ball Z is still playing on. It's on Cartoon Network Tsunami.
Yeah, but the thing is, when they showed the ratings for all the anime, like Inuyasha's ratings were like huge, and like all the other animes that were on there were like more normal. But Inuyasha had like great ratings.
Inuyasha was a really good show.
And it was just bizarre. And then all of a sudden it gets canceled. And you're like, why the fuck was it canceled? But
yeah, it's because this takes like one season. And then once it gets shitted all over, they're just like, we're not going to fuck with it anymore. It's like,
because my big question about it was that, okay, Inuyasha like kind of got canceled, right? But then you watch something like Naruto. And when you watch the original series of Naruto, it has so much. I mean, there's 100 fucking episodes of filler. 100 fucking episodes of it.
Oh, yeah. It takes,
not broke it up.
It takes forever for anything to progress forward on Naruto. You watch Naruto and you're just like, holy shit. I mean, everything is just a drag. It's almost like Dragon Ball Z, and for instances that it's just like, they're going to fight. No, this one, they're really going to fight. No, not yet, but they're gonna fight. You know, and it's just like, oh my god, just get to it. You know,
well, that's not even the problem I'm talking about. It's like he has his fight with Sasuke at the river, and that happens, and then you have 100 episodes of filler before Shippuden starts. There is not it's not broken up by any story episodes, nothing. It's 100 fucking straight episodes of filler. How the fuck does it not get canceled doing that shit?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, I love Naruto. How the fuck does it not get canceled doing that? How can you put 100 episodes in a row of fucking filler?
Why the critics not fucking shitting all over it?
And that's I don't understand it.
Like, they don't. They eat it all up. Like, oh, I can't wait to have more Naruto. That's like all you hear out of it. But then you have like Rosario the Vampire. Second season comes out and they're just like, that pervy fucking bastard fucking pulling down panties and shit, but never getting any, and fucking there's no real point to the second one. I'm like, yes, there is, because Rosario kept biting him, and when she kept biting him, he's turning more and more into a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole fucking point of this whole thing. So the second season, you actually start seeing the actual true power coming out of that motherfucker, like he's becoming a vampire trying to protect that broad.
Okay.
But then they're just like, no, it has no fucking meaning to it. Shit, shit, shit all over it. And then they're just like, we're not doing it anymore. And I'm like, fuck, dude, come on. It's like, hey, give me something here. Give me something that's a continuing series. I like to actually have a series that's not like an action-adventure series. Like, give me an actual one that keeps going. Like, I like Durr. Durr was really good, entertaining. There was no action. But then they ended that, and it looked like that was an ending for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and it felt like a...
And then, like, High School DxD, I think, after they pump out this fourth season, which they're talking about doing it by the end of the fall, we'll see, but I think that'll be the last season of it. But it's like, they don't give me anything with continuing series. I wish I had something that will go long. Everything has to be an action adventure for it to keep going. So like Fairy Tale's a long one. Yeah. One Piece is another one. Naruto Shippuden, which I think they stopped it. Now they got a new one that's like Naruto.
It's Boruto.
Oh, Boruto. There you go. And they have that one, and that probably go on for fucking 600 episodes.
Yeah.
And it's just, they're all action adventures. And it's like, I like to have like, like if they did Psycho Pass for fucking a gazillion series, I can see that.
Yeah, I've never seen. I think you're right. I don't think I've ever seen a seinen or an ichi anime that's ever fucking done
had a
that.
Continuing.
You're right. I think it is all fucking action adventure. You're right. Like, because One Piece has like 900 fucking episodes.
Yeah, Fairy Tale has like 780 or something like that. Mm. Like 820 or something.
Naruto ended, but it was Shippuden. Part of it was 500 episodes.
Yeah. With
220 for Naruto.
They're just like these long action adventure ones that, you know.
I wonder why that is. That's bizarre.
Yeah, I don't get it. Bleach. Well, I guess I don't know if Bleach would be considered an action adventure. Maybe it is.
I guess it would be. Like, yeah. You think about it, it is more of an action adventure.
Because he is going to, like, yeah, he is doing a kind of...
It involves supernatural shit, but it's still an action adventure. It's him getting more powerful, fighting some fucking powerful dude, and winning. So, it's essentially... And then traveling to some place to either train or fucking fight with that guy. And so, there's this action adventure. So, it is action adventure from start to finish.
Yeah, it's just too bad. It's just like, give me something that's actually, like Death Note. You could have gave me, like... 12 season of that shit, I would have ate the fuck out of every one of those.
Yeah, that was good.
Like, you can give me fucking so many. There's so many of them, too. Like, the X series, I think X series could have gone a lot longer. I love the X series. Or even Hellsing. Hellsing didn't last very long, and the reason why I bring up Hellsing is because we're watching Drifters. Well, Drifters last long enough. I don't know.
The thing about Drifters, though, is it does, at the last episode, it says it will be continued in 20XX.
Yes.
So it could be fucking like 20 years from now.
But you never know when you're getting another one. But it seems like the dude that did Hellsing, he kind of pumped those out pretty quick.
Mm.
So I'm thinking that if he's doing Drifters and stuff, I thought Drifters was good because it has a different type of artwork.
Yes.
The eyeballs and everything are the big swirly ice cream.
Yes.
The ice cream swirls. Yeah. And so they have no, like, in-depth meaning in their eyeballs. Like, they're like, look at his eyes. I'm like, yeah, they look like all the rest of your eyes, you motherfuckers. There's no, like, meaning or depth to them. They look just like it has that Hellsing. It has Hellsing written all over it. Well, right when the first episode came up, and he's just like, I'll have your head, you know, and he's like slicing. And every hit that he does is like all headshots, just fucking whacking heads off. The violence of gore, and it's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
and
it's great.
Everything about it just writes like Hellsing all over. So when I saw it, I'm like, it's got to be the same dude doing Hellsing. So I fucking looked it up. It's the same dude. If I can even pronounce his fucking name right, I'm fucking horrible at him. But by Kayuta Hirano. Kayuta. Has to be Kayuta.
Where's it at? If you have it written clear enough, I can probably tell you. Is it a Y? Is that a U?
That's a U. So it's Kouta.
Oh, it's Kouta then.
Oh, Kouta?
Yeah, Kouta Hirano.
No, okay, Kouta Hirano. So he's the same dude that did Hellsing and also the Drifters. And Drifters is a new season that came out last year in October. And
it reminds me of something else too. And I meant to go and look for it, and I didn't find what I was looking for. I watched this really odd anime like a long time ago, and it's interesting as shit. I was going to actually recommend that we watch it because it's so bizarre. But it takes place during that feudal era of time in Japan, and it's pretty neat. Like it talks a lot about like how you can perfect swinging your fucking katana a certain way that it can cut whenever you want it to cut. So that if you can swing it a certain time, it will actually cut that person days later and stuff. And it's really interesting. It has a lot to do with like sword play and stuff. It's wild. It's a weird fucking anime. Like when you watch it, it's very odd, but all at the same time, it's really neat to watch all at the same time. And, yeah, I need to try to figure out what it is. I'll try to come back to you with it. I'll try to see if I can figure out where it is. I think I watched it on Netflix, but I don't think it's on Netflix anymore. So I need to go look for it.
All right.
And the problem is I don't know the name of it off the top of my head, so I need to go and find it. And the thing is like the animation style felt real similar to Drifters, and that was one of the things I was thinking about. You said Hellsing, and I was like, yeah, that's right. Hellsing looked a lot like that too.
Yeah.
And then, but it has a very similar. I don't think it had the eyes like Drifters does, you know, how they draw the eyes all fucking like they do.
I think a lot of the guys, besides Hellsing, because he always wears glasses. He always wears those sunglasses all the time. But yeah, they all pretty much have the similarity of the eyeballs. Those are big swirls. It always cracks me up. But I think it's always interesting. I like animes that show Japanese history into them, mm-hmm. like old samurais and shit like that. And I thought that Drifters was really good in that aspect because they show a guy who's freaking still kind of a samurai style, and they have like the old school fucking marble shooters with the fucking the cannon fuse, like the fuse on there, and you click it and it hits the actual flint powder and then it fucking fires the marble out. The old school rifles, musket rifles. And I like that kind of era. That's why I liked...
The one thing it never really explains is where they're at, though, because they're in more of a mystical place.
Yes.
They're not on Earth anymore. They all seem to have their end, and then they get resurrected, essentially, on another plane of existence.
Well, that's not what Earth that dude anymore. Is. He sits there, and he has all the doors.
Mm.
So he's like the gatekeeper of some shit, and he sends these people to different worlds to fucking take on the ends.
Mm.
And then he is like the good side, and then you have the one that has all the shadow doors, and I guess she has like the same similar doors as he does, and mm-hmm. he sends all the good people to the doors, and then she sends all the bad people through the doors, and then they have to battle it out in all these different worlds. But I thought they were good. I like the main character. He's fucking awesome. I'll be happy after I take their heads. He's just constantly just whacking heads, and every time he's swinging that sword too, he's like boom, head gone, boom, head gone, just like and then it's funny too with the Oda. I like his character so fucking much. I think all the voice actors who did it are like really good, because he's just like, what the hell you think you're doing? Grab all those bodies, put them in that ditch, take all your piss and shit, throw it all in there. Now I need some fucking shit called sulfur. And they're all like, what is sulfur? I don't know, it smells like rotten eggs. You got anything that look like that? And they're like, yeah, we brought you sulfur. And he's just like, and then they have like Sundance Kid and Butch Cassidy, and then they're just like, we need to make more ammo, we need gunpowder. And he's like, I'm already in the process of doing that.
He's a good fucking guy.
They're like, he's such a good character. He goes, I can't lead him, but this guy can. He goes, but I can like be an advisor, like try to get it all through. But he wants to lead, but he knows that he'll fail, because that's like what happened to him back in the day. Like everything has like good history to it, because like back in the day, I guess he got fucking just massacred in his own temple, and he wasn't a very good leader.
Who do you think the Dark Lord is?
I think it's some sort of pharaoh. And then the eye keeps popping up. I think it's Ramsay. Ra.
Okay.
Ramsay. Is it Ramsay? Ramsay Ra? Ra Ramsay? One of them. Because it has a big ancient Egyptian eye that keeps popping up all the time.
That's a good point.
And then he like pulls out, and he has a staff, and he has the big old fucking golden dragonfly on there, and how he was able to take wheat and fucking make more wheat, but it takes part of his body away from him. It just sounds like more of a fucking pharaoh to me. Like, watch how I give to the people, but the people are gonna have to take care of themselves because I'm gonna fucking die.
Yeah, with the people that are in it, since it has kind of like fictitious, kind of like historical characters in it, I think it's like Merlin or something. That was my guess for who it is, but you might be right.
Yeah, because they want to bring in, they're more like historical figures, like the drifters in the ends. They're like historical figures because they have Joan d'Arc.
Yeah.
It was the big flaming lady. And then they had the two people that were from Russia, and I can't remember their fucking names. And then they have this guy that's cloaked up all the time, and I'm just like, he seems like a pharaoh to me, like some sort of Egyptian pharaoh.
Is it possible? I'm curious about who you thought it might be.
Yeah.
So I wanted to.
Because I was sitting there like, who is this guy? And they're like, we don't know. He's a cape guy. And it was just like, and he had that big staff, and he had that big golden dragonfly on there. And just like every time he shows up, there's always that big old Egyptian eye above him. So I always thought that was more like a pharaoh of some sort.
That's possible. I wasn't sure.
Like King Tut or some shit, you know, like something of that sorts. And because they show the Greek ones, you know, they have Hannibal, and then the other fucking guy I can't remember. And they have Butch Cassidy, and then they have the fucking World War II pilot. who he was, I guess what his name was, I can't remember his name, but I do remember him in history books, and he was the only Japanese air fighter that actually shot down the most American airplanes and shot them down. So he's kind of classified as kind of a good hero on the Japanese side.
Okay.
So there's things like that. So every drifter that came over is some sort of historical mark in the history books, which I thought was really neat. I don't know, I thought it was really cool. Yeah, I love the violence. The artwork's a little different to get used to. It's not that like perfect animation by any means.
No, it was neat. It was neat. Yeah, I know. It's kind of like rough feeling when you watch it.
It kind of almost brings me back to like those old rough sketches of stuff. Like that stuff makes me like those kind of animes a little bit more when they're a little bit more rough like that. Not too rough, like fucking Berserk animation is way too rough. That's like fucking raw. You're just like, God, dude, you need to doll that shit up a little bit. But yeah, fucking. But even Gantz, I'm like watching the Gantz fucking TV.
Series. Yeah, the series.
And that one's a little bit like they're trying to get over that like hump of how do we make this visually look better, but it still has kind of that raw drawing to it. Gungrave, Trinity Blood has kind of a little bit more rough artwork to it. It's not so flowing. It almost looks like you have more pencil work to it. And what else was I thinking? Ninja Scroll has more of a rough kind of sketch.
Yeah, a rough feel to it. Yeah,
yeah, it's almost that. Like they kind of drew it on paper, took pictures of it, and kind of flipped it like that, kind of like a picture book. That's what it looked like more to me. Because it was like, throw the blade, whack the top of the trees. You see the trees. You see the body parts.
It's a blood. And then the blood comes down. Yeah, that's right.
And then the blood body parts fall down,
and then it's blood. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like everything else falls. But you see, like, the trees get whacked, and it's just, like, so rough because you see the trees, like, separate, and then they fall, and then it falls, and then blood fucking just pours down rain. It's shit like that. It's just, like, really rough, and I like it kind of like that, and it's neat. I like Drifters a lot because of that.
No, I liked it a lot too. I thought it was like real good anime. Interesting. It's just a really interesting thing. It's just, it seems short. Both of them were like that way. They just seemed a little short.
Yeah, and then they ended. They didn't end like a story with Drifters. They actually kind of left it open for to be continued. And we don't know when we're ever going to fucking see another one of those.
If ever.
I hate that shit. Like, I like, and I hate it too, whenever you go on Amazon or you're going in there, like, completed series. I'm like, you're full of shit. There's nothing completed about it. I'm like, you gave me 12 episodes, but it's not completed because we don't know when the next set of fucking, like, I like complete, finished shit. Like, Gungrave, when it says completed series, that's a completed fucking series. It shows you beginning to end, and it had a fantastic story. Same with Trinity Blood, at a beginning to end. X series, beginning to end. I love all that shit. And then we'll hop over into the other anime on Netflix.
You want to do Blame?
Blame. Now that's the one anime that the animation I don't particularly care for. But yeah, it didn't look too bad. But it's not my favorite.
Yeah, the thing I have to say about it, though, the setting and the story for this one, that animation kind of fitted a lot better. Like, when I was watching, I was like, and it also has been much improved, in my opinion. They've improved how their animation looks. It's much nicer looking than it has in, like, Knights of Cydonia and stuff. Like, it... much nicer looking. I mean, it had a similar look, but it's still nicer looking. And then my biggest question, why the fuck's it called Blame? That's my big question. You know why it's called Blame? I have no idea why it's called Blame.
I think it was, Blame is kind of like related to, I think they blame themselves. I think they blame the ancestors because of what happened in that city. Okay. So I think that's why they call it Blame. Right. I think it's like Blame is because fucking the city is building itself with, like, it's kind of like Terminator and like with robots and shit like that. And they're building the city and they can't stop it. And they're like, why did it start in the beginning? Well, because we did it. So it was like, it was our fault because he had to have that certain gene to be able to control them. But then after that, they all died and it never got passed on to anybody. So the motherfuckers just kept building and then exterminating anybody who doesn't have the gene. So it's like, who's to blame? we are. We're the one that did it.
Yeah, you might be right.
So
I thought it was great. I don't know if you liked it as much as I did, but I thought it was a great fucking anime.
It was good. The bad part is it's a movie. It's not a series. So when it comes to a movie, you don't know when you're ever going to see another fucking movie.
Yeah, if there will ever be another movie. Like, it feels kind of like it could be just like a one-shot because of how it ends. Like, when it ends, like, they're
because they he's about, still like, I'm still going to wander and try to find that.
It's not even him. Like, she talks about him still wandering around, but she doesn't actually know if he is wandering around.
Oh, yeah, because that's the one where it wasn't that girl story. It was her mother's story. Is her mom that was talking about the story of the guy.
Yeah.
And then she goes, and since then, when they saved all of them down in that lower level or whatnot, where they live now.
Because there's a lot of questions that it doesn't answer. Like, how is he using the body that he's in?
Yeah.
Because that's a...
because he's one
what
of
is
the,
it an executioner's
yeah,
body
he's like, an executioner that's what he is
he's in an executioner's body and he gets asked by another like a true executioner goes how are you using that body and he's not all that talkative yeah no, he's not that talkative but
he has that cloud version to him on Final Fantasy 7 why won't you say something dummy it's like I'm not saying shit you know I just care wheeling around this big ass sword not saying shit you know it's just like cloud is the same thing too even when you read it on the fucking bubble things you're always wondering why the fuck he doesn't ever say anything it's just like cloud do you hear me it's just like ... from cloud you're like cloud respond to me ... motherfucker don't talk dude all he does is listen and he don't talk
he listens and fights that's all he does yeah but I thought it was good but yeah there's a lot of unanswered questions but I have a feeling that was all that was I don't think we'll have another movie of that show
yeah because I think I agree because it's like one shot it's like a story told it's like kind of like a four.
Just how it ends, it gives that feeling because they go, it kind of ends with a kind of absolution to it because it goes, they go, I believe he's still out there somewhere, but he hasn't found what he's looking for because the city's still getting bigger and everything, and it's still dangerous to go beyond a certain place in the city itself. So,
right.
Nothing's really changed. It's just things have just gone on, and that's kind of what it seems like it's been. I mean, it's possible it could have another one that gets to that point. It could be many years later.
Yeah, I doubt it. He kind of that whole anime kind of reminds me of Mad Max.
Yeah.
It does, because it's like this figmative character that just came out of nowhere.
A phantom that comes out of nowhere and destroys everything.
Yeah, and kills all these fucking executioners and kills the big main boss and then fucking saves all the humans and then fucking disappears.
Mm.
And then he just becomes a little, like, just a story.
There's just a legend about him.
Yeah, a legend about this guy that's just out there. And I'm like, I kind of like it because I'm like, oh, it kind of reminds me of Mad Max. I'm like, I kind of like it. It's like a Japanese version of it. I kind of digged it. But yeah, I thought Blame was really good. If you guys haven't watched it, it's brand new right on Netflix. Go ahead and fucking pop on there and fucking watch that shit.
Very good.
It was like an hour and 30 minutes or something like that.
I think it was an hour and 46.
Oh, it's almost 2 hours long?
Yeah, it's almost 2 hours
long. It was really good. Like, I really digged it. And when we started this, I almost forgot what the fuck animes we were watching. I get so bad because I get caught up watching other animes.
Mm.
And I'll sit here and binge watch them just to get them done and over with. And then I'm watching other ones and I'm just like, what the fuck are we talking about?
I started watching something else since I finished watching what I had set up for the two of us to watch for our next one. Blame and Psycho Pass 2, we were supposed to be that. I started watching So I Can't Play the H. It's another Ichi anime. Harem.
Okay.
Yeah, you watch it. The interesting thing about it, it's on Crunchyroll, but it's censored on Crunchyroll. You watch all of it uncensored in pretty good quality on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, it's all on YouTube. You watch it all like unedited on YouTube. It's pretty neat. Like, I've been watching it on there. Because you can't watch it on Crunchyroll, because I would prefer to watch it on Crunchyroll, because it'd be in, like, way better quality. I can watch it in, like, 1080p and stuff on Crunchyroll, but
right.
I don't want to see it all edited. And the thing is, when you get it, when you go to it, it has all these awful reviews. You read all the reviews, and you're like, it's so edited that you just can't watch it. It's just like ridiculous. So you go like, there's black bars all over the screen. And you just go like, okay, well, fuck, I don't want to watch that. I hate that shit. So
that was the same thing when I was watching High School DxD and fucking got in that third season. And I'm like, why the fuck do I have like DxD sensors everywhere?
Yeah,
I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, I'm watching simulcast, not uncut. I'm like, get the uncut. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, I've been watching boobies and puss lips all through fucking two seasons, and then this third one comes up with a bunch of edited shit on there. I'm like, the fuck? I'm like, I gotta really watch this all edited?
Mm.
Like, you already gave me two raw seasons.
But, yeah, it's funny. Fucking, I like watching shit like that, as you all know.
Oh,
we're talking.
And the present you got me for Attack on Titan, the video game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That game is really fucking fun. It is fucking hard as balls to fucking play. It's so fucking hard. Oh my god. I'm like, that is by far probably one of the hardest, like, kind of like an RPG game.
Because
It's kind of like an RPG game.
You have to plan. I've heard that you have to kind of plan a strategy for attacking the Titans. Like, whenever you attack a Titan, you have to actually have a strategy for attacking them, or you're going to get your ass fucking kicked.
Yeah, and let alone get kicked, though, but you're like so focused on one that another one just fucking snags you right out of the air, and you're just like, son of a bitch, and all stuck there, and you have to sit there mashing buttons. But it's hard because it's just like your triggers are actually the shooter for the spears out of your body.
Okay.
So that's how you move. So you mobilize by left, right, left, right, left, right, and then you kind of shoot to that direction, left
okay.
or right. So you're going left and right, left and right, left and right, and then you have A for boost, where it shoots the fucking canisters, fucking gives you more airflow, so you can go a little faster. And then, oh fuck, how do you do this? Boost it. Then you have to right click the button and actually get the right Titan that you want. But then you have to kind of directly steer with your left, so you have the camera angle. Well, no, you do that with your right. So left and right makes you move in whatever direction you got. The right one there changes your camera view. Okay. And then you have to make sure your camera view is in the perfect spot for that Titan. And then you have to hit, like, you have to press the actual trigger button, or the dialogue button. So you hit the dialogue button, it locks on. So you're like, finally, I got the fucking right Titan. Because you'll have a group of Titans, and then if you move it too fast, it'll sit there trying to get on the right one that you want.
Okay.
And then you click, and then you lock on them. So once you lock on them, now you got to spin around, but you're always constantly looking at the fucker, so you can't see nothing around you. You hit X, it shoots the spears in the back of the head. Or in front, if you're fucking not doing it right, and then you're going straight right at the fucking mouth, and then they just eat you and shit. So you have to try to snake around them, hit X, launch to them, and then it's a timing. So it starts pulling you closer to him, and then you hit the boost button, and it shoots you, and you're just like, eh, and then you have to be at a perfect time, and then you have to hit the Y button. And this is fast paced, so you gotta sit there, you're like, boom, what am I doing? Oh, fuck. And then you hit the Y button, and then it finally does like little spinning around and cutting the band, the name on the back of the fucking Titan. Okay. That's a lot of fucking effort, dude. And that's just killing one of them. And then you start running out of juice, and when you run out of canisters, dude, you are so fucked. That's the one big deal when you, because it has bars for your swords.
Mm.
It has bars for your canisters, too. So when those things run out, you are fucked. Because all the guys that do the refills are on encapsulated buildings. Like, okay. Inside them. So if you're stuck on the outside, there's no way of getting to them. So you're fucked. So you're running around fucking hoping that other fucking Titan people die, or the other Guardians die, so you can pick up their shit and load yourself up and then go over and reload up.
Interesting. Okay.
It's fucking hard, dude. I'm sitting there. I'm like, I got this. And then I'm like, boom, hit the ground. I'm like, oh fuck, I ran out of fucking things. And then Titans are chasing you and shit. Like, it's fucking tough. It's actually really tough. It like blew me away how fucking hard it was. I was like, wow, this is gonna be a hard motherfucking game to get through. It's good though. It's really good.
Yeah, cool.
Except for the other hard part is that you hear the Japanese going, but you're so busy fucking on the screen trying to figure out where the fuck you're supposed to go, and they're subtitled.
Yeah.
So you have to spend time to read it, and when they come up too quickly, so then you'll miss it and you don't know where you're supposed to fucking go. It's a very difficult because you'd be actually going between the buildings like going through there, and it's just like, I don't know, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna, and you're like, oh fuck, what did you just say? Where am I supposed to go? And you're like, you don't know where you're supposed to go. So you gotta watch out for those because it doesn't pop up on your screen. It pops down on like on a bottom, like on a little bar, and it shows right there, and you're like trying to read there, but then you fucking run into a titan because there's fucking titans everywhere. Like, the anime has nothing compared to that fucking video game. You got like, oh yeah, you got hundreds of them. You're just like fucking. And then you go into Mikasa, and Mikasa, she has a different ability, and she has to break through like joints and shit. So when you're actually hitting, you gotta actually like double press Y instead of just hitting the name. Yeah. You actually have to break parts of the joints of the Titan to drop them down, then you can cut the main. Super hard. Super fucking hard. I was sitting there like, man, this game is hard.
That's interesting because I didn't read that it was that hard. I mean, I think some people said it was hard, but not a lot. A lot of people said it was fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but I just didn't think it was going to be that complicated because it's just like, oh, I got to go right. I still got to go right. And you got to hit the left and hit right real quick. And so you can fucking, I don't know. It's just, it's a different aspect of how you control your character. Okay. Something is hard to get used to doing.
Yeah. Give you a fucking heart attack.
Yeah, you're sitting like there, like, our mom starts freaking out, like, oh, what the fuck is right behind you? I'm like, oh shit, I didn't even know that because you're so focused on one. You're just like, bam, I've got nailed by another one. I'm like, god damn it. And they're going right through buildings and shit and eating you. It's fucking pretty cool. You're sitting there, like, trying to load up and trying to change because you have that spend time to change containers.
Yeah.
And then you get abnormals, and abnormals will go through the building to make your ass drop. So they can't get you on the top, and they're just like, how do we do that? Oh, we're going to get this abnormal, but fucking run right through that bitch, and then all of a sudden you drop down as you're changing your containers, and then you start falling, and then you got like fucking a gazillion titans all over your ass trying to eat you. And then you're fucked if you're out in the middle of an open field because you have nothing to hook onto. So then you're just stuck out there running, and then you got the little miniature fucking titans chasing your ass around, and it's fucking hard.
That's funny shit.
Yeah, so it's like you gotta save these group of people and shit in different areas.
Mm.
And they're so fucking hard to get to them because I'm like, I'm sorry, you're gonna die because I can't get to you. And they're like, you're such a horrible cadet. I'm like, I know, I'm horrible. I can't believe it. I think I'd be better in real life. Maybe. Because I'm like, this video game's really fucking hard. I think I should be able to fucking do my own thing.
And that's funny shit.
And then, we'll do Tokyo Ghoul in our next one. But I think you need to watch Tokyo Ghoul with Psycho Pass.
Okay.
Because both of them have the same fucking opening song. And it drove me mad, dude. So mad, dude. I was like watching Psycho Pass, and it was just like, has that dude in the beginning, and he's, and he sings in that high voice and shit. And I'm like, I've heard that before. Where the fuck did I hear that? I'm like, it's not Psycho Pass. Because I did watch Psycho Pass in the past, but I'm like, there was another fucking one I watch currently. And I went through. Fuck, dude, it must have been 50 of them. Like, okay, I remember watching this one. Maybe it was this one. No, it's not that one. Going back. Well, what's this one? Oh, it got to be this one. Nope, not that one. Finally came across, it was Tokyo Ghoul. Band fucking does both fucking opening songs.
Okay,
with two funny. Different songs. They're two different songs, but it's the same dude. Like, coming out of there. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm like, all right, figured it out. Tokyo Ghoul and Psycho Pass, same fucking band. So, yeah, you got to watch that. You got to definitely watch Tokyo Ghoul.
Okay, I probably could do that since we talked about Blame this time, so we only have Psycho Pass to talk about.
Yeah, so add on fucking Tokyo Ghoul to that.
Okay.
And it's just two seasons.
How many episodes? Is it 24 or is it more than that?
12 episodes per season.
Okay,
so you got about 24.
That. Okay,
so you should be able to fucking smoke through those. You'll get hooked. You'll watch them and be like, oh, fuck, next. Oh, fuck, next. Then you're looking, you're like, oh shit, it's fucking 11:30. I can probably squeeze one more.
That's what I did with Blame. I was just like, I can watch this whole thing. I didn't really have enough time to watch it before I should have gone to bed. And I was just like, I'm going to watch it anyhow because it was fucking, what the hell day was it? Was it Wednesday or Thursday? I think it was Thursday. Yeah, it was Thursday. And I was watching it Thursday night, and I didn't really have enough time to watch it because it's an hour and 46 minutes or some shit like that. And it's just like, if it was like 20, 30 minutes shorter, it'd have been perfect. But it's a little long, so but it didn't matter. I still watched the whole fucking thing. I couldn't stop myself. I was just like, I'm gonna watch this bitch. I'm gonna watch it since the baby and everything went to bed kind of early, so I had time. So I was just like, I'm gonna just sit here and watch this fucking movie real quick.
Right.
Hammered it out, and I started to shit when I went to bed too. I was fucking really tired. I was real tired when I got the last like 15 minutes of it. I was just like fucking starting to doze because I was real tired by the time I was done. I should have been in bed already for work. So. But as I screwed, I've been watching it now. But
yeah, I know. It happens to me a lot when I'm sitting there. I'm like, what time is it? Oh, fuck, dude. I just hella binge watched the shit out of this anime and it's like fucking 11 o'clock. I'm like, fuck, I gotta go to work at 4:30. I'm like, Jesus. So yeah, that shit fucking just beating me up. But a lot of the animes are so addicting, dude. And Tokyo Ghoul is one of them, dude. It's so addicting. I'm sitting there. I'm just like, oh, they're going to give me a third season? I don't know.
We'll see. I know. I was reading about people talking about that. I can't remember why.
I got the info on it, but I don't want to spoil it on this
podcast. But no, you don't need to spoil it. I wasn't talking about that. I was looking up something else, and they talked about Tokyo Ghoul having another season.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember what I was looking up, though. I'm drawing a blank now.
But yeah, so I'm waiting for High School DxD this year. Drifters, I don't know when I'm going to get a second one.
If ever.
And then Tanya, the saga of Tanya the Evil, that shit came out this year. So it came out January 2017. Mm. So I won't see another one for.
Dang, I want to see the fucking another. The second part of it, I thought it was supposed to be out now. I need to go look for it. It's probably already aired in its entirety, and that's probably the reason why I haven't found it. I need to figure out what the hell it's called. Is the next season of Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon? And it's not a continuation of that character.
It's a prequel to
fucking that, because it's supposed to be about the girl that he's like in love with. That it's about her. I think it's her story.
The one in the dungeon. It's her story.
Yeah, well, they're all warriors, and they go into a dungeon in order to get money and experience. It's real RPG-esque in how it works.
Isn't it like a virtual world?
No, it's kind of takes place in kind of like a it essentially be like a feudal era kind of a thing. But what you do is you go into the dungeon, because most people go into the dungeon in order to kill like monsters, because monsters drop money and loot. So you go in there and you loot, because like when it starts, he's only like a level one, like I think a fighter or something like that. And he goes in there and he kills monsters, and he'll level up. And one of the times, I think he levels up to like level 5 or something like that, and he gets the ability to use like a fire spell or something like that when he gets to a level 5. But she is like a level like 20, like warrior or something like that. And he's like always admired her because he sees her in town and shit. But he's never really had an opportunity to talk to her. And then because she's in a group that's like real high levels, and he's just like, you can't be part of the group because you're a little pissant. And that's the thing. That's what it's kind of about, is him going in there and trying to level up, and him trying to learn new stuff and become super strong. And it's really good. I've done nothing but recommend it since we've actually started doing this podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Podcast.
I need it a million fucking times. Yeah, I know. I need to track it down. Bad part is I can't get them dubbed. I don't feel like watching. I feel like reading them.
Well, thing is, I know it is dubbed. That's the one thing I do know.
Yeah, I know it's dubbed, but I don't know where.
That's the thing. I know it is dubbed because you can buy it with a Japanese or English dubbing to it fucking on Amazon. So it comes with both. So it's been dubbed. I just don't know where it is. And I don't know if it's on Funimation or not. I don't check Funimation that much. So that's the thing.
I have to look at Funimation to see if they have it, but it's how... What is it called again?
Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls?
Is it wrong?
And you got to make sure you write it right, because it fucking won't come up at all.
Yeah.
Crunchyroll's like that too. You fucking write it like you're a letter off, and fucking go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's like, I can't figure this out. Like, I can't figure out most of the Japanese fucking things that they got going out. But yeah, a lot of stuff just keeps pouring in on Funimation. I'm having a hard time actually keeping up, because there's like more and more fucking seasons of stuff that starts popping out.
Okay.
And
They stay focused.
Dude, it's hard. It's hard. Sitting there, I'm like, watch this, watch this, watch this.
Maybe not overdo it. Maybe you should slow down a tad. Like, fucking, I can do that, too. I usually slow down a bit. Like, instead of just watch everything, I kind of just take a break and then gather myself. And actually, instead of watching shit, I look through stuff and see what I actually truly want to watch. And then watch that. Instead of just watching everything. Because then it starts blurring all together.
It does.
After a bit, it starts blurring together. You're just going, what the fuck was I watching?
Yeah, I know. I get a bad time because it's just like, I finished both Tanya the Evil and fucking Drifters all in one weekend. So then I had like 2 weeks before our podcast. So I was sitting there like, so I was just watching a bunch of other shit during the week. Mm. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess, what were we watching? It's like, I watched this shit 2 weeks ago.
That's the thing. We're like, it's been 3 weeks since the last time we did this. And yeah, I was done with that stuff like a while ago. Like, stuff we're supposed to talk on here. And then on top of that, I've been done with the stuff I assigned us.
Yeah,
days ago.
And I'll smoke through Psycho Pass. I mean, it'd take me no time to go through Psycho Pass. I think it's a great fucking anime, so it's just like I'll just watch it all over again. That part is I watch all these animes and I'm like, I know I've watched that, but nothing just comes into mind.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that aren't all that catching.
Every Psycho Pass is really good, like, though. Like, I thought it was just like awesome. I think I remember it catching me when I was watching it on Neon Alley when it was on the Xbox, and that stupid commercial that would come on because they'd have commercials and shit in between.
Oh, okay.
So it'd have commercials, but then it, like, showing new stuff coming out. So I was watching one anime, and then this thing fucking called Psycho Pass is coming out, and they're like, how guilty are you? And it's sitting there just flashing at you, how guilty are you, how guilty are you? And it has like this big fucking weird cat looking thingy on there, and it's just like, and it kept blurring in and out, and it was just like, how guilty are you? Fade out, come back, how guilty are you? And then it shows like scenes of fucking this dude like looking at you, and all of a sudden, kaboom, how his body blows off. I'm like, this is might be really good. But Neon Alley had other stuff too. They had like band members,
okay,
that perform on Neon Alley. Those were your commercial breaks.
So okay,
it was kind of interesting. I thought it was pretty cool. But Neon Alley's no longer around no more. They fucking got soaked up with Viz Media, and Viz Media ain't putting anything out. I don't know why. It seemed like I'd have new stuff. There's nothing's coming out on Viz Media. When you go vizmedia.com or viz.com, and it shows you a whole bunch of anime series, and they're all the same since I know for years. Like, they never added anything new. I don't know why. So this is pretty.
Wonder if they're not producing any more stuff.
Maybe not.
Are you sure? Have you checked it for stuff that isn't dubbed in English? Because it could be they're just releasing stuff in Japanese.
No, you just go in there and just hit just shows, and then this still shows you the same shows.
Huh, all right.
I thought, I'm like, well, that sucks. This is the only place to actually watch, you know, Naruto besides fucking Hulu. Well, you can watch Naruto, but now they changed it to Boruto now, so Naruto and Naruto Shippuden is gone.
Really? It's not on Hulu any longer?
Well, it's on Hulu. It's just not on Viz Media anymore.
Oh, okay.
Off of there. So it just keeps shortening up. I wonder if they're just going to close down their website or something.
Maybe. Yeah, because, I mean, I don't think I've seen anything from Viz Media in a long time. I can't remember last time.
Yeah, I know,
time.
And I love Viz Media stuff. It's like Tiger and Bunny, which was funny.
Trying to think of stuff that I've watched.
And Zetman. And Viz Media did all the Shonen Jump stuff. So Viz Media had the Bleach.
Okay, yeah, that'd be a one.
And then had all the Narutos and stuff. That was all from Viz Media. And then, because they did all the Shonen Jump stuff. So, and what was the other one that I really liked watching on Viz Media? I can't remember.
A lot of it's probably been moved over to Crunchyroll. Like Crunchyroll has a lot of
like Crunchyroll
stuff.
And Funimation are like your two big hitters right now that are fucking just soaking up all the animes. Like all your subtitles, if you like subtitles, get on Crunchyroll because you have fucking unlimited amount of shit.
There's so much shit on there you'll never watch all of it. It's impossible.
It's crazy how many fucking animes they got and how many they keep pumping out. And Funimation, they do their season by season, so it's like fucking summer season. They just released a shit ton already. I'm like, holy fuck. I'm like, dude, I can't even. I'm like, I want to catch up because I know the shit in the back is gonna be fucking. Because I go by like most current, and then I go all the way to the ass end, and I'm like, I'm watching out because these motherfuckers are gonna be the ones that are dropping off the edge, and they're just pumping out new ones.
I want to watch that one. That's what is it called? I'm like spacing the name. It's a new one. It's the only reason I was about to suggest it to be the one we watched, but then I realized that only like 9 episodes of it were out. It was the one about something about the bastard magical instructor or something like that.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And that one looks cool. I want to watch that. It's not done. That's
it's not completed yet.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's only 12 episodes or 24. So that's the other thing about it also. So I don't know if it even. I know it was close. It's probably like has like 10 or 11 episodes now, because I think the last time I checked it was like a week or two ago. So it's somewhere around 10 or 11, but it's either going to only have one more episode or two more episodes or 12 more episodes. I'm not exactly sure. So that's the thing. I don't know where it's going to end. I haven't looked it up. If I probably check and see what its run going to be, you usually can find that kind of information. If it's like currently up and running, you can probably look it up and it'll tell you how many episodes it's going to be. But you can't look up to see if it's ever going to be continued in any way ever.
Oh, yeah. And there's another thing that kind of fucked me up, too. The Full Metal Alchemist. Why do they have two seasons exactly the same with only a little bit of variation differences between them? They had Full Metal Alchemist, and then they have Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, and they were exactly the same animes. It was just like, and they were full fucking 50s. And I remember back in the day, I'm like, I'm doing it. Like, I'm going to watch all 50 and then watch the other one all 50. Thought it was a different thing, but they're exactly the same story. But there is a little variances through them, which I don't know why they redid them.
I couldn't tell you. You'd have to actually look that up. That'd be something to look up, see what the purpose of it is.
Because there was two of them, and I was like...
Does it follow somebody else around? Like, is it...
Same exact story. Follows those same two kids.
I can't answer you. I don't know.
And then... Attack on Titan's killing me.
I told you not to watch it, man.
It's killing me.
I told you not to
watch
it.
That last episode got me so good, dude. I was like,
why isn't there more? Because he didn't listen to me and wait till the fucking all of it was done.
I gotta wait 2 weeks. I gotta wait 2 weeks per each episode. So the subtitle one is very far ahead of me.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm like,
I only have like 13 more episodes and it's done. So I'm gonna start watching it and probably like 8 episodes. As soon as it gets up to episode like 45, I'll start watching it. That's what I'm gonna get.
So I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, I gotta wait for 2 more weeks for another dub one to pop out, because it takes 2 weeks for a dub one to come out. So every week they're popping out a fucking new subtitle one, and I'm waiting an extra week to get a dub one, because I'm enjoying my characters too much to fucking let them go and watch subtitles. I sit there like, I love them too much.
It's too late now, man. You've gone too far. Like I said, never try to swap back and forth. It doesn't work. Like, you'll just get, it'll be irritating. I've made mention of it before, where it's just like, if you started it, you watched as many episodes of it being dubbed in English, don't even bother. You'll start watching in Japanese and go like, I just can't fucking do this. I'm used to it being a certain way and it just doesn't work. Like, if you started it from the beginning and watched it all subtitled in Japanese, then it doesn't bother you.
I need to pick out like a new anime and then just watch it, or try to watch it subtitle. Maybe I'll do the the dragon one.
Mezuger Z is coming. You're gonna have 92 episodes of that shit.
92 episodes of watching fucking reading a fucking booklet. I'd rather just read a book. Give me the mangas. Just read those.
Trust me, you'll like it. It's just, it's about fucking a robot destroying shit. I don't even think it even has that much dialogue to it. Maybe in between the robots fighting with each other, but other than that, that's all it is. A bunch of robots fighting with each other.
I think the last subtitle thing I fucking watched was Hero with Jet Li.
Okay.
I watched that. That was the only thing. That was the last time I watched something in subtitle. And I was like, got done with that movie. And I'm like, Well, never again. Watch that shit.
No, I don't care. Like, it just depends. Like, some things I like subtitled more, like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Like that, I mean, I've watched it. I've watched it both ways. A couple of times, I think, both ways. And I prefer it subtitled. I watched it originally subtitled, and I watched it dubbed after that, and I watched it. I only will watch it subtitled now. I won't watch it dubbed at all in English. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. Like, when you watch it, it just doesn't work.
Actually,
I
take it back. Not Hero. It was Memoirs of a Geisha. I watched the subtitle.
Memoirs of a Geisha isn't all subtitled, though. It's just some parts of it are written subtitled.
Is it?
Yeah. Most of it's in English.
Right.
Like, a majority of it's in English. There's like parts of it that are subtitled. Like, the beginning subtitled because she's a little girl in the beginning. She only can speak fucking Japanese in the beginning. And then, but when it gets later on, most of it's in English.
Okay, so yeah, Hero is actually the full fucking subtitle one that I watched.
Okay.
That'd be the last one I've watched subtitled. Nothing else I've watched subtitled. I always watch them dubbed.
Oh, I saw my shit subtitle. I can't even tell you. When it comes to movies, I don't know. I mean, it could be any fucking thing.
But anyways, we're going to fucking call it a wrap. So the next time that we come on here, we'll be doing Psycho Pass, and we'll add on Tokyo Ghoul. Because yeah. I'll rewatch Tokyo Ghoul again, because that shit's fucking good.
Yeah, if you need to.
Yeah, I think I'll probably have to. I have to because it's so good. Like, I can actually watch it again. It's so good.
Okay.
I think when it gets to the end of the second season, though, it's just like you're craving for more, and it doesn't give you more. You're just like, I want another season, you know, so bad. But anyways, this is Anime Chickasaw, and I'm Brent, and I'm with Donnie.
Yeah, y'all take it easy.
And we'll catch you next time. See you guys.